Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
I feel great, thanks. I do. I think it's been a great couple days. Humid, but still great. It's just, it's sad to see the leaves start falling from the trees. And all that business, but the weather is really pretty nice. And I'm really looking forward to Labor Day weekend. It's going to be great.
Well, I don't see any leaves changing down in the Scranton area at all. So,
Well, these aren't changing, actually. It's just the fact that it starts around the second week of August. I start to see yellow leaves start fluttering down from the trees. I think they're dead leaves, but that's it. It starts then, and it just keeps going. You know, I don't know what the problem is, but the leaves around here are just kind of weird. And I also noticed that the maples, regardless of the heat or the humidity, the maple trees seem to be the first ones to start turning. And so I'm keeping my eye out because I'm sure that there are some up here that will start.
Okay.
But anyway, so it's apple season. Yay, my favorite. I love them.
Do you make apple sauce?
I don't make apple sauce, no, but I love to make something that's called an apple crumble. And I just love it. Just love it.
And now you use your gluten-free flour.
Yes, and I want to tell you, I did that the other day. I used to make a peach crumble.
And
it was spectacular.
And could you tell the difference?
I could tell the difference because it was a different taste. But
it wasn't
a bad taste, yeah.
Oh, God.
Different.
Because I don't see any difference. And my cousin Sharon, I made chocolate cherry oatmeal cookies on Saturday and brought them to Sean on Sunday. And I had a couple extra. I didn't give them all to him. And my cousin Sharon ate one 2 days ago. And she's like, this is gluten-free. I said, yes. She goes, oh, it tastes the same. I said, I know. I never noticed any change. And other than maybe bread in baking, everything else, I never really see it. But maybe because you're too new at it. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you that I have two other people eating it, Patrick and our friend Eric next door, and nobody said a thing.
Nobody asked if it was different. Yeah.
But it was really, really, really good.
Yeah, so, that brand is the best, I think.
Yum. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes, I ventured out into that, and I was completely bad yesterday. Back to the old gluten. And it was a bunch of circumstances that just, couldn't do something. And I was
getting hungrier and hungrier, and I just succumbed to something because I couldn't stand it. So anyway, but I did enjoy it. Last night we had some pierogies, and they were made with spinach, potatoes, and cheddar cheese, and they were yummy. So I had that, and that's it.
Well,
but anyway,
I have a couple.
What are you cooking up?
What? When? For the holiday?
Yeah.
No, we're going to have, there's a couple people coming on Saturday, Brenda Bostocki and Evie, and Evie Rafalco McNulty, and Randy Williams, and Deb Peterson. We're going to have a little cookout on Saturday, and just doing some, you know, typical cookout food, hot dogs, hamburgers. I'm making potato salad, macaroni salad, gluten-free, baked beans, which are great, and then I'll do a cucumber and tomato salad, because the tomatoes in my yard are ever abundant and delicious. We'll bring you some tomatoes.
Thank you.
But delicious, everything is, so that's what we're doing. And then one of the days, maybe the night before, we haven't determined yet, Meyer and I will come up and see you, and just hanging around the rest of the weekend. I just, you know, just enjoy being out and doing, you know, hanging on the deck and doing things in the yard, and that's it. So that's my plan.
How was your trip last Sunday when you went up to, where did
Beacon.
You go in New York? Beacon.
It
was a tough weather day, wasn't it?
No, it was gorgeous. It was a beautiful, beautiful day on Sunday. And we had a great ride, and we met Sean, and we went to the burger joint that he loves, and we've gone to once before, and we were able, although you can't eat inside, which I didn't really want to anyway, we would have gone down to the Hudson, but there was just a little courtyard out the back of the building, and so Sean got there a little bit before us, and he got us a table, and so we sat out there, and it was cute, and there were little white lights all around, and everybody was social distanced, and socially distanced, and it was just a nice time, and we stopped, and you know, I had to drop off a few things to him, so we spent some time there together, and then he left, and we drove home and went through Port Jervis and Milford, and then we jumped back on 84, and it was beautiful. It was a wonderful ride. We got home before dark, and it was really nice, so we had a good day.
Good.
Yep.
That's good.
And then we have some birthdays, I have to say. We have a big shout-out to one of my favorite guys in the whole world, Mr. Michael Gilmartin. Today,
the
3rd of September, is Michael Gilmartin's birthday. So if you see him anytime soon, wish him a big happy birthday, which is it's today as we're taping. Rosemary Catalano, Mike Catalano's mom, Carolyn Baldy, Catalano's mother-in-law, is her big birthday is today. So happy birthday to Rosemary Catalano. And my cousin Sharon is going to have her birthday on Sunday. She is the September 6th, Sharon LeBoutier. So happy birthday to all of those wonderful September babies.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
How about that?
There's so many people in September. I mean,
yours is coming up.
Incredible month. Yeah, me too. But I'm just thinking of a bunch of people. It's like day after day after day in September. There's somebody I know who has a birthday. It's not like that any other month. But for some reason, people get busy, I guess. January, February.
And February, too. There's always this one. And August seems to be a lot for me, too. Lynn, let's give a big shout-out to your girl, Miss Joni Glover, since she's going to be spending the weekend with you. She listens to us faithfully. So big smooches to Joni, and hopefully I get to see her this weekend.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be really good. Yeah.
It's always good to see Joan.
Yes, she's a fun person, and just great person to be around. As somebody once said, she rests easy on you.
You know? Yes, she does.
And that's good. I also have to do a shout-out here, too. I know I've talked before about this place, but I got more information. The gentleman I met, whose name is Michael Zagwoski, and he is the general manager of the restaurant at Pawpack Hills Country Club. And the name of the restaurant is On the Green. And Patrick and I were there, I think it was last Thursday or Friday night. It was after we recorded the show. And it was a particular day where it was on and off with the weather being, it's going to be a storm that comes through and then nothing. And then, so I watched the weather and I thought, we're good. Let's just go for 5:30 because we shouldn't have a problem at that time. So we got there at 5:30, sat down outside, a table for two, right at the very edge of the roof. And, you know, I said, if it rains, you could get wet. And he said, no, it's not going to rain. I said, okay, fine. So as I'm looking, I see all these very dark gray clouds coming over the horizon. And I'm saying, oh, man, this cannot be good. So anyway, we just waited it out. And it did start to rain just a tad, just a little bit, enough to get the railings wet. He didn't even notice. Of course, it might have been something having to do with the, Grey Goose Bombay Martini. That might have something to do with it. But anyway, it passed. That was the end of it. And so as it kept moving across the golf course and the lake that's part of the golf course, we noticed, I looked up, and there was a rainbow. And I said, oh, that's cool. So I took a picture of the rainbow. And then I was talking to him and looked back again, and there was a double rainbow. I said, wow, that's really awesome. So I took a picture of that. And then as that passed, and all the, it was the front coming through, but as it all cleared out, there was the moon. And it was about 7:30, a quarter of 8 at night, and it was just spectacular. It was a 7/8 moon. Because that was a couple days before we had the full moon on Monday. So I caught everything that night. Every weather issue, I got. And I just said I wanted to tell Michael Zagwoski that it's a really cool place. And the food has, the quality of the food has gone up tenfold since the last time I was there. They had some wonderful specials, and I ordered one, which I rarely do because I doubt, you know, that specials are often good. But it was two chicken breasts flattened out. I guess they call them paillards in the paillards in French. But they were flattened out chicken breasts that had bourbon barbecue sauce and chopped macadamia nuts. And I'm sure there were other things in it, too, but they were absolutely delicious. And Patrick ordered one of the other specials. It was a steak frite, which was, I think it was either a sirloin or a strip. I'm not sure which it was. But it had some chimichurri sauce on the top of it. And he loved it. He loved it. So, you know, kudos go out to them. The chef, I don't know his name but it would appear that they're being adventurous as well as keeping to their usual stuff that's on the menu, which is also wonderful. So I just highly recommend if people are looking for a place to go to sit outside, call and make reservations. But it's the Pawpack Hills Country Club, and the restaurant is On the Green.
And it's open to, it's a public place, or
yes,
what is it?
Open
it has
to the public.
To be, right? Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah, and it's good.
Well, good.
Oh, it was wonderful. I really enjoyed it a lot, and I'm sure we'll be going up there more often because it was really very nice and very convenient.
Now, it's how far from you?
7 minutes.
Oh, boy.
5 minutes.
And were you outside? I didn't hear that part.
Yes.
The in or out?
Yeah. Out.
Yeah, see, I like
right
that.
On
okay.
The deck.
All right.
And I could see that they're also building more of a deck around the side.
Oh, yeah, well,
so
that's smart.
That's good. That's good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
all right.
We take a break?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening this morning to Laurie Lynn Show, and we will be right back.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
Business banking at Fidelity.
Universal Printing started out in Northeast Pennsylvania in June of 1995. Since that time, we have grown to 155 employees. What we do, we're a document solutions business. We do printing. We have an IT department on site. There's computer programmers, developers, production people. So all of our IT is done in-house. The nature of our business is it is very capital intensive. What we continue to do is adapt to the needs of our customers. And in order to do that, we have to continue to invest in the best state-of-the-art equipment that's out there. And we can do that with the support of Fidelity Bank. Fidelity allows us to play on a playing field that we could never have played on if we didn't have the support of a strong local bank that believed in us. They're not just saying they support the community, they're doing it. And we feel really blessed to have a partner in Fidelity Bank.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
So we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. And that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, and a whole bunch of others.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And hello, the end of summer.
Yeah.
The meteorological.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Meteorological.
Yes, thank you.
That
end
one.
Of summer. End of summer. Yes, I couldn't say it. It wasn't coming out right. So
you just say, yeah, what she said. That's what.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
So yeah.
What are your talking points for today?
Well, I had an interesting article from a colleague, I would say. It's a man named David Caruso, who's a certified financial planner, as am I. And he wrote this article that was on financial planning website somehow. But he asked some questions, and he said, answering financial planning questions is something that he is passionate about and absolutely loves to do. Although when he thinks about what's important in the business, it's not so much answering those questions. It's really about getting to the heart of the important issues and knowing the right questions to ask. Most of the questions he hears are usually about something they need to do right away, or they are reacting to recent news events. So as we head into the holiday mayhem, as he calls it, let's take a few minutes to reflect on what you are concerned about. So here's his top 20 list. I'm not going to go through all of them because some of them are just not relevant, but I'm asking you these questions because I would also answer them as well.
But you mean me asking you?
Yes,
me
you.
Asking?
So this one question, I'll preface it by saying that it's one of the most important questions that people are asking in this moment because of
what's going on with COVID, the upcoming election, and all the stuff that's going on around the world. So it becomes very much an important question to ask, but I don't think too many people even understand the term, and so they don't know how to answer it, or they answer it, and then they find that when situations present themselves like what's going on right now, they look at it a little bit differently. So the question is, what is my risk tolerance, and how much risk am I taking right now? So let me say that risk tolerance for most people means, the interpretation is, how much do I want to have in stocks and how much do I want to have in safe investments? That's the way people interpret that question. That is not the question that the advisors are asking. But without you knowing what goes into the definition of risk tolerance, you might answer that question differently than what the answer is that the advisor is looking for. So I think that's very important to make that distinction, because a lot of people will say to me, oh yeah, I filled out that form. My planner gave me something and I answered all the questions and I came up with this number and therefore I'm in this kind of portfolio. That's not enough. What I ask when I ask for the risk tolerance is, how much downside in the markets can you have, accept, and then still sleep at night? So if I said to you, if your portfolio went down 15% over the course of 3 months, could you tolerate that? And if the answer is yes, I say, okay, fine. If your portfolio went down 15% or more in a period of 1 month, would you be okay with that? Meaning you're not going to sell or do something that you want to move the money around. Yes, I'm okay with that. 15% in 1 month. I said, how about 15% over 3 days? Oh, well, that's a different story. Okay. Yeah, it is. But that is really the more appropriate question is, how much volatility in your portfolio can you handle before you feel you need to make a change? That really is the greatest, I think, definition of risk tolerance. And most people don't, when I ask that question without clarifying it, most people think that in the broader scope of things, over years and years, what I'm asking is, how much money do I want in the stock market and how much money do I want in something safe? That is not the question I'm asking, nor is it the question that most advisors or stockbrokers are asking either. But nobody really clarifies that.
But I thought that you need to leave your stock alone when stuff happens like that. So why are people going to move it if in large part you let things alone and it straightens itself out? Isn't that true or not?
Yes, it is true. But it means that you're gonna have, if you're somebody that looks like, for instance, let's say you get a statement at the end of March, which was a very, very bad day. March 31st was bad because that's when the world closed up. That was about a week or so after everything shut down for COVID. So the market took it and it took it down. And so you could have been doing extraordinarily well all through January, February, and March until this happened. And then in the course of about 7 days, the market tanked somewhere around 20% in that time frame. And that was an immediate reaction to COVID because it was, as I said, and you know I've said this 1,000 times, the market hates uncertainty. Okay, so that's exactly what happened. So if you looked at your December 31st statement and then you looked at your March 31st statement, you would have a heart attack. You would say, right, oh my God, I lost blah, blah, blah. No, you didn't lose it, because if you went back and took a look at June and then July, it all came back.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that people look at that and react to it, and they'll say, I can't lose any more money. You better get me out of the market. I can't do this. No, remember the questions I asked you? Yes. Well, the questions were, can you tolerate this amount? Yes, I can. Well, here you are, folks. Here you are. The idea of any well-designed stock portfolio, and that could be mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or individual shares of stock, even something in your 401k plan that might sound like it has some stocks in it. The design of that is to say that it is based on the assumption of how much tolerance do you have for the loss of your assets, the value of your assets, at any given point in time. If you can't go to sleep at night because you look at your portfolio and it lost 10%, then that tells the advisor, if the advisor is a good advisor, that you cannot have that much money in the stock side of things in your world. You may not get very high returns, which is the other anomaly that most people think, geez, I only got 3%. Well, you got most of your money in bonds. I can't help that. Oh, okay. So then, well, maybe we should up it a little. Put some more in the stock market. Okay. Then when they get their statement in March, hey, how come I lost so much money? Okay. Time to go back and revisit this question. But risk tolerance is an extremely important concept to understand. And it's a wonderful thing that you should ask your advisor, what does that mean in my situation? Because most people, again, think of it as in a long term. And in a short term, if they see some kind of craziness like that, or the deep dive in a short period of time, they're afraid. They think they're going to lose everything. And as we have talked about, I never heard this more in my life than I did in the month of April, when they talked about the loss at the end of March, when your reptilian brain takes over. Have you seen that one? Heard that one?
No.
Yeah. That refers to the survival mode that happens when people fear things. The first thing they do is want to retreat, and they want to sell everything and get out of the market. And that's just not the way it works. If you're in it for the longer term, you have to be willing to do that. So, as we said, that's a question. So do you know what your risk tolerance is and how much risk you're taking right now?
Are you talking to me now?
I am.
No, I have no idea. I don't even read them. I don't even look at my statements.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean,
I don't do it on purpose for that reason. I have no idea. I would say I'm very low risk, though.
Okay. And that's the thing, is what I'm saying is, if that is what you are and you look at your portfolio, do you have more than 50% of your investments in the stock market? If you do, then that's not consistent with what you just said. I'm not looking for an answer. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, no,
in
I know
general,
what you mean. I know what you're saying. I know. I get it.
That's the kind of stuff people should look at. And if they're working with an advisor who has that set up that way, then that's a good thing. But if not, you should really take a look at your risk profile and say, is this consistent with my investments? That's okay. One big question. Okay. Here's another one. If I had only 5 years to live, what would I change in my life?
Are you asking me that?
No, but do you want to answer it?
No.
Okay. All right, I get it. But this is an important thing that people should really think about. Because the question is, what are we tolerating in our lives right now that we probably would not, we would regret when we look back at this and say, I'm sorry I didn't do something about it then. That's all I'm saying. But it's, you know, since you never know when that's going to, when your ticket's going to be up. You want to do something.
Well, are
about
you
that.
Talking about? You're only talking about financial, right?
No, not. Okay. I'm talking about your life. Okay.
Okay.
And if money were no object, what would you be doing right now?
Oh. What would I be doing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'd do anything different. I'd probably help more people. That's what I probably would do. Help my kids more than I can right now. That kind of stuff. I think I would be more helpful. That's a good line. I would be more helpful.
Okay.
I think I'm helpful already, but I would be more helpful, and I think that would be important. I don't care about traveling and any of that. Like, that doesn't, you know, I might do more work in my house, that kind of stuff, but I would be more helpful.
Which talent would you most like to have?
When? I don't need any more talent.
Oh, that's a classic Laurie Cadney answer.
That's a good line.
It is a good one. And on that note,
we've got to
take a break. And we'll be right back with our guest expert this week, Leah Genacopoulos of ERA One Real Estate. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, at lauriecadden.com, lauriecadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. We're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast. The podcast is called Power of the Purse, and that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other places.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with us today is our lovely guest expert from ERA One Source Realty, Ms. Leah Genacopoulos, who is Director of Business Development for ERA. ERA has about 100 agents in 10 counties and about 7 offices. Welcome, Leah.
Thank you. How are you guys?
How are we doing? How's everything going?
Good. Everything is still good. And since a couple weeks ago when we spoke, it's still been just as crazy. It hasn't slowed down. It's record-breaking still for the interest rates. They're at an all-time low still of a 2.5. So 1971 was when Fannie Mae started recording the interest rates back in and making a record of them. And since then, there's been no record this low in this many years since they've been recording. Yeah. So, I mean, a 15-year conventional mortgage is at an exceptionally low rate. So right now, I mean, this is something that's not just great all around for business, and but it's also record-breaking in history as well. So, and it's just been awesome just to see how busy this market is, and it's all around. It's in all counties. It's and it's across the nation too. And according to another article, that keeping us current and keeping us matters. It's a great website that they keep a lot of up-to-date information on what's going on in the real estate world. They released an article that real estate right now is one thing after Corona. And it's, I shouldn't say after because we're still obviously living it, but it's keeping the economy stable. So I think that's been something good to hear too. And there's been a lot of people still moving out of those bigger cities, coming up here, looking for homes in more of those neighborhoods. They still have that ability to get to those bigger cities in a limited amount of time, you know, under that 2-hour time frame. So, and, you know, I think too, with being part of, you know, the way we have our offices structured, we're really able to grasp all ends of the business, meaning, you know, we have our office in Stroudsburg. So we're able to get those people that are coming in from the city. We have our offices down in Mountain Top and also the Lake Ariel. The Lake Ariel area has been really, really busy. That Hideout, Lake Wall and Paul Pack. So it's been nice to see all of the business that's been booming. And it's not just also first primary residences. It's a lot of also people coming in and buying a second home, which is nice too. So it's been stable, fun, good, energetic, and nonstop.
Well, Leah, as everyone knows, because of this COVID situation, so many, excuse me, so many more people are doing things in their home and wanting to be in their home. And when you're in there that often, you look at your house, you think, oh, man, I should do things. I should be in a smaller house. I should be in a bigger house. I should do this. There's a lot of thought about homes now. It's, we're kind of forced into that. And I think that obviously that's a large or a key component to why the real estate business is at such an all-time high, including the fact that obviously it's almost like they're giving you a giving away the money. So it's all wonderful.
Well, that's also been a huge point that you were just saying. That's a huge part of why people are also on the hunt for a house, because a lot of people found out their kids aren't going back to school, or they're going virtual, or they're going 2 days, and they need a hybrid, they need a classroom, they need workspace, they need space for their home office because they're not going back. And, you know, as of right now, I was speaking with somebody else that I'm showing them houses, and they told me as of right now, their company is not going back until after the new year, and the company is supplementing the people that are working from home with, like, Amazon gift cards, care.com.
Wow.
Just because of right now, there's no end in sight as to when people will be back in a bricks and mortar building. So I think that's also been something too. People, I personally know, I have several clients that are looking for space for themselves. So back in March, everyone thought, you know, this was only a temporary thing. We'll be back and hitting the ground running in June and, you know, even earlier. And then, you know, obviously those dates were pushing back. But now here we are, a new school year, and some of these kids aren't even going back. And whether they're going to go back after or they're not, there's still at least a couple weeks to a few months that these kids are going to be home, so they need that space. So that's also been, you know, something, too, that we're noticing a lot with having the space for the home office and having the space for the kids. So it was okay in March when it was temporary.
Yeah, because there's just not enough. I don't care how big your house is, it's almost, there's not enough room, because when you have a lot of kids doing schoolwork and you're working from home and everything else is going on, there's no privacy really, and that's a good thing for this business, because that they realize that they just need a different space, and you're right, those other people coming in, I've gotten a few calls of friends whose children have moved back from the city, and they can work remotely, so they're going to. And the, as you said earlier, I know a few major businesses in this area that none of them are going back at least until the beginning of the new year.
right? And that's at least. So, but with this weekend being the Labor Day weekend holiday too, where, you know, there was a little, I can't even say it slowed down because it didn't slow down because we're still in need of listings, but also a bunch of our agents have a bunch of listings coming on after the holiday. So we're going to be gearing up to get all those new listings on, which is nice. So you could watch out for all of the new properties that ERA One Source Realty will be listing. So, you know, I think a lot of people want to get through this holiday weekend, get enjoy like their last hurrah for summer and get everything going. And then come Tuesday, Wednesday next week, hit the ground running with new listings. So that'll be exciting because people are still going to be looking. So,
yeah.
Yep,
especially for the holidays. That's going to be the only place
they
want to
be
able to
go. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep.
Leah, would you say that the traditional family would be looking for the three-bedroom house, but now it might be a four-bedroom house, or for sure a finished basement?
Absolutely. That's exactly, yes. Three-plus bedroom, at least two toilets, if not more. They're looking for finished space, whether it's, you know, over the garage, in the attic, is it downstairs in the basement. So they're looking just for that extra room that they can use as, like, you know, even just for, like, to have that space to go and play, because as we're getting into the cooler months, you know, it's not going to be, we could put everyone out back in the yard, because at least when we went through this the first time around, we were approaching spring-like weather. So now we're approaching the fall, where we're going to be put into a situation where they're going to have to find space for, you know, these kids to play and get their energy out. So that's also been a thing, too. The finished basements have been a huge part of everything. Also, the garage and more green space as well, even though, you know, we're approaching the fall and winter months, the green space is a big need. People want like that little patio or a little walkout or something that they could just like go outside and get some fresh air for a little bit. So I also have noticed that being the trend more so right now with picking homes, it's been a lot of that outdoor patio space. And, you know, even places that you could still, you know, put a lamp or a heater or one of those fire pits, just so you still have that extra time.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I said the same thing the other day to Pat, that I said, you know, we go to restaurants right now, and they're all doing well because there's outdoor space. You know, they have the tents and everything else. What are they going to do in November? January, you know,
I don't know how
this is going to work. Wow.
I know.
Well, don't you think right through November, at least, if they have those, invest in those heaters, that'll work?
I do. I'm at a restaurant that is buying a heater for every two tables.
So they're hoping
that that's going to, you know, help.
Let's find out who makes them. Because then we can invest in that company.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Or you could just buy a bigger house with a bigger kitchen. So then
there
you can have your closest friends and family over and even social distancing 6 feet apart. And we are still doing that with the houses, too, by the way. We're still wearing masks, gloves, shoe protectors. We have all our PPE gear. We're still filling out the COVID forms, making sure everyone's safe, keeping our agents safe, keeping our buyers and sellers safe. So we're still practicing all of our safety concerns just to make sure, you know, that we're still on top of everything and that we're ahead of the game. So knock on wood, everything's been great so far. So, and all the agents are still as busy as ever, and that's been a huge plus as well.
Leah, is that something you're required to do, or is that something, I mean, some of it I'm sure you are required to do, but a lot of the other stuff like the PPE and all that, is that just something that is a custom of ERA One, or is that something everybody
has to do? I mean, a lot of the agencies are all pretty much doing the same thing, but yeah, you're definitely required to wear masks, 100%.
Okay.
We are supplying, you know, if need be, the booty covers, if the seller wants it, if it's going to make them feel better, 100%. We're making sure we're tailoring our needs to make sure that our sellers are still feeling as comfortable as possible with people coming in and out of their homes and to sell their house.
Yeah. That's tough.
And especially the buyers, too, you know, because there is still that fear. I was talking with somebody, and they said it's still out there, and, you know, we still have to be cautious, and it's great that we're kind of doing this new normal thing, but it's just good to still be cautious and on top of it. And I also think it's been good to see everybody follow the rules as well. You know, you get to a showing, your buyers have their masks on, they're ready, they have hand sanitizer, they have their Clorox wipes, so we've been definitely lucky to have everybody following the rules as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, Leah, is this considered, because you know the old line, it's never a buyer's market unless you can say, oh, it's a buyer's market. Well, it's not if you don't have buyers. It's not a seller's market if you don't have sellers. Because everything is so available now, and the inventory, yeah. Yes, and crazy is a good word, and the rates are low. Would this just kind of be like a neutral? It works for both sets of people right now?
Point, or where do you think? It would still be verging more so on a seller's market. More so with sellers because we do have limited inventory, but we still have sellers and they're getting actual like the price that they're looking for in their house. But I agree with your like what you're saying. It could be also a buyer's market because we have such an abundance of buyers that are ready to go, and you know there's not enough inventory. So I would definitely say it could be looking at it as from a mixed standpoint as well. And also too, I do want to point out about ERA with some of the features that we have. We are still doing with people still relocating. We have a few people coming up from the down south and out west area for jobs because there's been several companies that are relocating up here, and they're all coming, but within the fact of once they get here and they want their house. So ERA still has the availability to do all of the virtual tours, all of the marketing online, anything that you need, we can still do with all of the technology that we're able to supply. We have the videos, we have the Matterport, we have 3D tours on certain properties. We can go and take the virtual FaceTime tour for you. So we still have all of that accessibility to all the buyers nationwide, which is something too that we pride ourselves on, being able to still get you in the house, you know, while you may not be able to physically be in the house.
And Lee, it's also important to say too, the ERA franchise locally is really up there in the on the chain of success for this year with the on the selling side and the business end. And I think that's important to know that you guys, Sunita supports this show. She's here. She helps us. She's part of it. She works with us. You come on and do a wonderful job. But it's not just, you know, we get everybody on. Truly, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. When it comes right down to it, this year has been an incredible year, and ERA is leading the pack on that, and that's important to know.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are definitely, we had a record-breaking August and great month prior to even August. So I have to say to all of the agents in all of our offices, they've been working their butts off and we're so proud of them. And it's just been great to see, you know, all this energy and everything. So, and most importantly, you can reach us online and all through social media. Our website is ERA1.com. We do have the 6 offices, but our main office is the 570-587-9999 number. We work 7 days a week. We always have our agents on call, and you can get us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So we do have a bunch of different avenues to reach us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Continue success and keep on going, ERA. Leah, thanks for your time. As always, you did a great job. Lynn, we'll see you probably over the weekend, and everyone else, enjoy this wonderful, it's going to be great weather. Enjoy the weekend. Please be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.